Title: Slice a Dub Siren Using Stock Devices Only in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Intermediate. Alright, let's build one of those proper old school jungle tools, a dub siren that you can slice up, play like an instrument, and actually arrange like a hook in the arrangement view. No third party stuff, stock devices only, Ableton Live 12. And we're doing this in a way that supports the drums, not smothers them. Set your project somewhere in the jungle to DNB zone. If you want that classic 94 to 98 feel, aim around 165 to 170. If you're pushing modern DNB energy, 172 to 175 is fine. I'll speak in bars and phrases because this is arrangement focused, not just sound design for the sake of it. Step 0. Pick the right siren sample. Drop a dub siren sample onto an audio track. You want something that already has motion, pitch wobble, warble, maybe some grit, and ideally a bit of tail at the end so when you slice it, it still feels alive. Turn warp on in the clip. If it's tonal and you want to preserve the character, try Complex Pro. If it's noisier or more effect-like, texture is a wicked option, because the stretching artifacts can actually add that crunchy, jungle personality. Quick mindset here, we're not trying to time stretch this into perfection. We're trying to carve it into musical moments you can chat with against the breakbeat. Step 1. Slice it to a new MIDI track. Right-click the audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Now, in that dialogue, here's the big decision. Slice by. If your siren has clear edges or obvious hits, start with transients. But a lot of sirens are smooth, kind of legato, and Lev might not detect anything useful. In that case, cancel for a second, go back into the audio clip, and place warp markers manually at musical points, the peaks, the pitch steps, the wah moments, the bits that feel like punctuation. Then do slice to new MIDI track again, but choose warp markers. For the slicing preset, keep it simple, built in. Hit OK. Now Live creates a drum rack full of slices, and this is the key shift. Your siren is no longer a long effect. It's now a playable set of hits on MIDI notes, like a drum kit, except it screams like a sound system. Before we write any MIDI, do one coach move that saves loads of time. Audition pads and choose your anchor slices first. Go through the pads and pick maybe 6 to 10 keepers. You're listening for rolls, not just cool sounds. Find a short stab, a mid stab, a long tail, a riser-ish bit, maybe a noisy click or a gritty peak-y moment. Color those pads if you like, and mentally ignore the rest for now. This is how you stop yourself from writing random MIDI with random slices. You're building a vocabulary. Step 2. Tighten the slices so they bang. Click one of your keeper pads and look at the simpler inside that pad. We're aiming for clean, punchy, controllable hits. First, fades. Give it a tiny fade in, like 1 to 5 milliseconds, to kill clicks. Fade out maybe 10 to 50 milliseconds, so cutoffs don't sound like a hard digital guillotine. Then the amp envelope. Set attack close to 0, like 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay depends on how stabby you want it. Anywhere from 150 to 600 milliseconds is a good zone. Sustain. Pull it down, even all the way to minus infinity if you want pure stabs. Release, short and tidy, maybe 50 to 200 milliseconds. Do not feel like you have to perfect every single slice. Pick the main few you'll actually use in your hook and make those feel good. Also, quick level sanity check. Slices can be wildly different in loudness. Inside the drum rack, use the pad volume to match the main slices so your rack effects don't get hit randomly harder by one pad than another. And if one slice is really inconsistent, open Simpler and adjust its gain or volume there. Step 3. Turn the sliced rack into a performance instrument with macros. Now we're going to take the entire drum rack and group it into an instrument rack. So select the drum rack and press CMD or Ctrl G. After the drum rack, still inside this rack chain, add stock effects in this order as a solid starting chain, auto filter, saturator, echo, reverb, utility. Optional but super practical. Put an EQ8 before echo and reverb, and high-pass the siren somewhere around 200 to 500 Hz. Sirens love to creep into the low end, and jungle does not forgive low-end clutter. Your kick, your sub, your bassline, those need to stay king. Now let's set some quick starting points. Auto filter, choose something with character like MS2 or OSR. Go band pass if you want the telephone rave cut, or low pass if you want classic tease and reveal. Put resonance around 25 to 55%. If there is drive available, a couple dB can help it bite. Turn on the LFO. Sync it. Try rate at 1/8 or 1/4. Amount around 10 to 25%. We want movement, not seasickness. Saturator. Analog clip is a great start. Drive maybe 2 to 8 dB, soft clip-on. Then trim output so you're not clipping the channel. Gentle grit is good. Accidental digital clipping everywhere is not. Echo, this is where the dub lives. Set time to 1/8 or 3/16. And yes, 3/16 is extremely jungle. Feedback maybe 20 to 45%. Use Echo's filter. High pass around 200 to 400. Low pass maybe 4 to 8K. That keeps the repeats from turning into a fizzy, boomy mess. Dry/wet in the 10 to 25% range to start. Reverb. Decide if you're making a tight rave room or a wash. For arrangement, a shorter reverb is your friend during the drop. Try decay around 0.8 to 1.8 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 ms. Low cut 250 to 600 hc. And keep dry/wet modest, like 8 to 18%. Utility. Use it for quick level control and stereo sanity. Width somewhere around 90 to 130, but be careful. And remember, we can automate width later, wider in breakdown, tighter in drop. Now macros. Map these to your rack macros so you can automate like you're performing. Macro 1. Sweep. Map it to auto filter frequency. Macro 2. Wobble. Map it to auto filter LFO amount. Macro 3. Dub. Map it to echo dry/wet. Macro 4. Space. Map it to reverb dry/wet. Macro 5. Bite. Map it to saturator drive. Macro 6. Tail. This can be amp release on a few key slices, or keep it simple and skip it if your slices aren't consistent. Macro 7. Width. Utility width. Macro 8. Kill low. Either map a high pass frequency in auto filter if you're using it that way, or map an EQ8 high pass frequency. Teacher tip. You don't need all 8 to start making music. Even just sweep, wobble, dub, and bite can carry an entire hook. Step 4. Write jungle-rooted MIDI phrases. Arrangement first. Create a MIDI clip for the siren track. Start with a 2-bar clip. We're doing call and response. Put a main stab on bar 1 beat 1. Then answer it with a shorter slice around beat 2 and a half, or beat 3. You're leaving space so the break speaks. Then, at the end of bar 2, add a triplet roll. Switch the grid to 1/8 triplet. Put 2 to 4 quick hits leading into the next phrase. That little triplet pickup instantly sounds like thin old tape packs, because it creates urgency without filling every gap. Now build a second clip, the rewind moment. Make it a 1-bar pickup if you want, or 2 bars where the second bar is basically the rewind. Duplicate your favorite slice across 4 to 8 hits, and transpose down as it goes. A simple pattern is 0 semitones, then minus 2, minus 5, minus 7. On the last hit, automate your dub macro up so the echo throws out and smears into the drop. That's the wheel-up energy without actually stopping the track. Third clip idea, the sustained ritual siren. Pick a longer slice and hold it for a bar or two. Slowly automate sweep upward. Keep space low during drums, then raise space in the breakdown. This is how you get atmosphere without fighting the snare. Extra groove trick, make the siren feel late, on purpose. In Ableton, use track delay on the siren track. Try +8 to +20 milliseconds. Jungle sirens often sit slightly behind the snare, like the sound system is in the room, not printed on the grid. This can instantly make your part feel more authentic without changing any MIDI notes. Step 5. Arrange it like a DNB record. Let's map this into a practical 32-bar structure you can actually use. Bars 1 to 9. Intro tease. Keep the siren low passed. Sweep macro low. Use short stabs maybe every 2 bars. Light echo, like 10 to 15%. You're letting the listener anticipate. Bars 9 to 17. Build. Increase sweep and add some wobble. Drop in a triplet fill every 4 bars. Maybe widen slightly, like utility width around 110. Still keep space disciplined. Bars 17 to 33. The drop. Now tighten it. Short releases. Stabby envelopes. Call and response with the snare, but don't land big siren hits directly on every snare. Let the snare breathe. Great placements are just after the snare tail, or on the end of 2 or 4, or as an end of phrase pickup in the last 8th note. And here's a big one. In the drop, use echo throws only at the ends of phrases. That means automation spikes, not constant echo. Jungle effects are dramatic, because they're occasional and intentional. Bars 33 to 41. Turnaround, mid 16. Try a half bar of silence. Yes, silence as a fill. Then hit your rewind phrase and sweep hard into the next section. That half bar gap makes the next siren hit feel twice as big. Automation workflow. Automate macros in big. Deliberate moves at bar lines. Think in states. T state. Darker. Minimal send. Minimal space. Drop state. short, punchy, minimal reverb, controlled width, turnaround state, brighter, more feedback, longer tails, more dub. Step 6. Keep it mix safe and drum friendly. Common mistakes to avoid while you're arranging. If the siren has too much low end, high pass it. Use EQ 8, 200 to 500 Hz and adjust by ear. If your drop feels smeared, your reverb is too big or too constant. Shorter verbs in the drop, save big tails for breakdowns. If your slices feel random, go back and add warp markers at meaningful pitch moments and reslice. If slice levels are inconsistent, fix pad volumes or simpler volumes so your effects chain behaves predictably. If the stereo feels huge but collapses in mono, check quickly by setting utility width to 0% for a moment. If it gets weird, reduce width or tighten your effects. Optional pro moves for darker, heavier DNB, still stock only. 1. Resample for grit. Record your siren performance into audio using resampling, then slice that resample again. That second generation degradation can sound like it's been through hardware or tape. 2. Redux, but subtle. Put redux after saturator. Downsample around 2 to 8, bit reduction 0 to 2. Just a touch. You're aiming for edge, not total destruction. 3. Ghost siren layer. Duplicate the rack. High pass it aggressively at 1 to 2K. Add more echo and reverb. Turn it way down. Maybe pan slightly. Now you get atmosphere without stepping on the drums and bass. 4. Sidechain it to the drums. Add a compressor to the siren chain. Enable sidechain. Feed it from your drum bus or your kick and snare group. Ratio 2:1 to 4:1. Fast attack. Medium release. That way the siren breathes around the groove instead of masking it.